The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts, and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed, where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And we're very funny.
Okay.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With, the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. You know what to do by now, hit that subscribe button if you like what you hear, what you see. We do three brand new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists and discover some new ones at all the usual spots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Mayer. Today, my guest is Sasami. Sasami has one of my favorite albums out right now. It's called Squeeze. We're going to be talking about that. And within that, we're going to hear about the adventures that Sasami took that included becoming one with earthly elements, shrinking herself to fit inside of an acoustic guitar to eventually cover System of a Down's toxicity, and inhabiting a river and capturing guitar-playing caterpillars. We also, that's not even like the whole story. There are dancing golden grunions, romantic relationships with seals named May Jaskis, and being addicted to licking paint. And we do all of this from the comfort of what she calls the Sedona of energy fields. If any of that sounds odd, well, you're going to love this. Talking about Squeeze, it's Kyle Meredith with Sasami.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Hello. Nice background.
Thanks. That's my, it wasn't supposed to be a shrine, but it's sort of become a shrine.
I'm in the business center of the Hampton Inns of Tuscaloosa University.
Nice. I'm sure that's a very exciting spot of the earth to be in.
It's, I think, known internationally as an energy field, a serious energy center. People from all over the world come here on pilgrimage to receive energy injection.
Just wait, from the actual business center room itself or just the
town? Yeah. It's like the Sedona of the South.
I can appreciate that. I'll make that a stop the next time I'm driving through, which I don't
definitely.
Know.
Definitely. 600 yeah. Harper Lee Drive.
The business center.
Yeah.
It's beautiful over there. Hey, I want to congratulate you on this thing right here. What a
Thank you.
And fantastic album that you've put out with artwork that is both beautiful and scary as hell at the same time.
Thank you.
I know there is a lot to be said about the music on this, and I do want to start there because it is a big departure from the first record. And there are several sounds. There are lots of sounds on here, but metal is one of them. It's my favorite record right now. I think that's what I'm trying to say. And not just because of the heaviness, but because of what you've done with all of the songs on here, the way they all blend into each other. But starting with that sound, was metal always a part of you?
I went through all of the elements, liquid, gas, metal, earth, fire, water, and that's the one that attracted me the most, like a magnet, one might say.
In an energy field of a business center that you're in, I feel like that.
Yeah, if I'm being strained, it's because I'm at the Tuscaloosa University Hampton Inn at 600 Harper Lee Drive. Tuscaloosa, and I'm in an energy field. Like I said, it's like the Sedona of the South, so I'm liable to say some, you know, peculiar things.
I don't know where I was going to go with that one right there. But
you can feel the energy through the phone, can't you?
I feel like that might be it. It's just kind of attracting through here, and you know, it's not knocking me off balance, just building me with more balance. I have more balance than usual.
Very good. Yeah. Very good to hear.
But for real, on this music side of things, I mean, you've talked about it in other interviews, you know, how you arrived here, just wanted to take on a new metal sound. But there was a point before the record that you did a cover of Toxicity and you flipped it on its head. You didn't go with the new metal sound. You took it to a softer side of things. How big of, like, what role did covering that song have in the trajectory of going with this record, if any?
I shrunk myself very small. Very, very small, Kyle. And I went inside of the acoustic guitar and I bellowed out my voice as loud as I could. And I heard what reverberated back at me. And I decided that I needed to travel somewhere different, somewhere new, somewhere metallic. So I reformed myself larger, actually. And I traversed all the lands, up the mountains, through the valleys, into the river, into the belly of the beast, and I found this metallic force, and I inhabited it, and I went back to Los Angeles, and I made the record.
And what an amazing record. I will keep saying. I don't think I can overcompliment you on this.
That's so nice.
But there, you know, to go along with that, to shrink yourself, to become one again with the whole sound, but still to seamlessly blend it. And you, it all feels like this one solid piece that just continues. It's, what was the balancing act to put this together?
I thought about my time in the river as I traversed down the river and I embodied the liquefied sound and feeling of being in the river into the guitar, into the drums, into the bass, the synthesizer, and the vocalizer. And I inhabited the liquefied form that I felt when I was in the river, and I put it into the album. After I went into the river, I exited the water and I went into the forest. I climbed the trees. I swung from branch to branch, and I shimmied down the tree and into the forest floor. And at the bottom of the forest floor, I found many, many caterpillars, glowing caterpillars. And I took them and I put them in my satchel and I poked little holes in the satchel so they had I would have air to breathe. And I brought them back to Los Angeles. And when I got to Los Angeles, I plugged my guitar into the amplifier and I set the caterpillars free on the strings.
Are caterpillars usually good at music?
When given the chance.
Like, I'm thinking of Ferngully a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know if there was any caterpillars in Ferngully, but it sort of reminded me of Ferngully a little bit. And
Yeah. Very underrated musical talent coming from the caterpillars of the unknown forest.
Now, when you have a caterpillar changing into other creatures such as butterflies, does that change their musical composition as well as to the style and sound that they would go for?
Naturally.
What was your experience with that, if any?
Existentially freeing.
Right.
Gelatinous.
That's not the fun part, the gelatinous part.
Transformation isn't always fun, Kyle. It's an out-of-body experience. Have you ever been a caterpillar that turned into a butterfly?
Not as of this day, I haven't. But it's daylight savings time, and the day is still, well, it's later than it would be. What, right, maybe I've lost an hour. It's possible.
We've lost a lot. We've lost a lot. I went into the sea. After I went into the river and into the forest, I went into the sea. I went early, early in the morning as the sun was just peeking over the crest. And I dug my hands into the dirt, Kyle, and what did I find? But a family of grunions. Golden, golden grunions glistening in the early morning light. And I placed them on my guitar, and boy, did they dance. Dance they did. They danced into the golden morning light and changed me forever as a guitarist and as a human.
What is a grunion?
They're like a slippery, majestic creature that wiggles and shimmies and plays guitar like a god.
Was any of them named Jamascus?
No.
No.
No. Majascus.
Majascus. I heard that there was a like majestic. I had heard stories of this grunion possibly being on the record, but not, it not working out. Might we ever hear that version of any of
political
your music?
Differences?
Which being?
No comment.
More specifically, as we're talking about creatures of the earth, the record starts out with Skin of Rat. Who that was aimed at, if anyone, or what that was aimed at?
Seals.
The musician?
Seals.
The aquatic animal.
So slick. So slippery. So
what did they
fine.
Do to you? It sounds like an angry song. What did the seals do to you?
No comment.
Political reasons?
Romantic.
Oh, I have heard that about seals. Dolphins. Dolphins. That's what I've heard that about. I've actually not heard about seals. I'll throw a compliment at you. There is a line on here that I love. You drew a line and I licked the paint. It's probably my favorite lyric, and this comes from a song called The Greatest, which is a hell of a beautiful song too, in that. And there seems to be, I guess, a push and pull from the narrator. What's going on right there? Because it's romantic at once, but it's also a little bit challenging, I guess.
It's actually from a very dark time in my life where I was addicted to licking paint. So it's very literal, actually. Most of the songs are.
I don't know a lot of artists that work in that way, but I mean, I guess if you're going, so it's a completely autobiographical record in every sense of the word.
After I went into the river, into the forest, into the ocean, I went to a giant factory called Sherwin Williams Paint Factory. I went down the aisles and I used my gigantic nose to smell the different smells. And I associated different colors with different smells, which brought up different emotions in my life. And so I took the most attractive smells and I put them into my satchel, of course, into their own compartment as to not compromise the well-being of the caterpillars. I brought them back to Los Angeles. I put them down on the floor. And then the song The Greatest happened.
I kind of feel hopeful because of that.
We lost a lot.
In an hour. We lost a lot and an
hour. And also gained. In losing, we gain.
Yeah. Plays itself out in the, I mean, if we get the hour back at the end of the year, do we lose or gain anything?
In losing, we gain. And in gaining, we lose.
Right. So it's really just, we leveled out. Right. Well, that's helpful. I think that's helpful. This is amazing. This record is amazing. I love it. If you haven't seen this, I'm showing it to you. Seriously, thank you for doing the music that you do.
Ronya!
I appreciate you taking the time today.
Awesome. So, yeah. Great.
And my thanks to Sasami and the new album called Squeeze. Big thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that,
head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, mostly on Twitter, but occasionally on Instagram and Facebook. All three of them at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey there, it's Kyle Meredith from Kyle Meredith With. After you check out the latest episode of my show, be sure to check out some of our other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including Standing BTS, a bi-weekly podcast covering all things BTS and ARMY, and The Opus, Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.